Chag Sameach is Reuven Ibrahimov, the Haftorah man. Today's Haftarah is for Chol HaMoed Pesach. In the land of Israel, out of the land of Israel, this is the Haftarah that is read on the Shabbat that takes place during the holiday of Pesach. Interesting to know, the prophet Yechezkel, the Navi Yechezkel, has Chol HaMoed Pesach, he has Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and he has also Haftarah on Shavuot. He is an intense man. He lived in Jerusalem. He is a Kohen. He is exiled into Babylonia. He has prophecies outside of the land of Israel. Very rare. And what is this? Talks about the vision of the valley of the dry bones. You've heard it. Now, what's the story about? First of all, we have to understand what was going on in those days. And they're in the land of Babylonia, and he has a vision, he has a nevuah. Now, you're saying, what's going on here? He said, this is a resurrection. That we are now talking about that people come back to life. And you could see it in the text. Eliyahu HaNavi did it, Elijah the prophet, his student Elisha did it, and now Yechezkel is doing it in a vision. So there's some dispute whether it actually happened or he envisioned it happening. But let's hear the story. First of all, it starts off in the book of Yechezkel, and it says, Hoysa alai yad Hashem, that the hand of God rested upon me, and vayotzieni beruach Hashem, vayani techeni betoch habik'ah, vehi mileah atzamot. So he says that I am inside, I'm taken by God, and I see this valley, and it is filled with bones. Whose bones? There's all different interpretations that from Shevet Ephraim, they jumped the gun leaving Egypt, or other interpretations, nevertheless, Jewish bones. V'ha'avireni aleihem, and he passes me over them, Kohen, is he allowed to be in the cemetery? And then you say, hey, wait a minute, valley of dry bones, we bury the dead people. Why are the bones above the ground? And here is where some people will say that he was influenced, Yechezkel was influenced by the land that he lived in Golus, in exile. It was another religion called Zoroastrianism that was practiced, and that they dealt with the dead by leaving them out in the fields for the vultures to eat them. So you pick up certain things, possibly, chas v'chalila, I don't mean this in a bad way, that a Navi, a prophet, was negatively influenced. But if you want to explain, how does he see bones on the surface, it could be that this is something that he saw, physically saw, for real, and maybe it crept into his subconscious, maybe. So, what happens is he sees this valley of the dry bones and he goes around it. Vayomer Eli ben Adam, hatichiena ha'atzamot? And God asked him, is it possible that these bones are going to be alive again? Va'omar adoshem Elokim, atayadata. He says, I'm ben Adam, I'm a regular guy. What? I'm talking to God. God knows all. What do I know? Vayomer Eli, hinave ala atzamot ha'ele. And God says, I want you to meditate. I want you to envision. I want you to have a prophecy about these dry bones. And he listened to the word of God. And that now what happens is he sees, Veha'alesi alechem basar vekaramti. So first it runs through what's going to happen. And then it happens. And he says, Virash, that I heard this big sound. What sound? Of the bones clanking together. Click, click, bone, arm, elbow, knee. They're all connecting together, the bones. Then, v'hine alehem gidim uvasar elav. So now he's talking about muscles, sinews, flesh, and that now that it becomes ruach ein bahem. So just lying there in suspended animation. They're just these bags of bones, flesh and bones, but no life to them. Vayomer Eli hinavei el haruach. And then God said, meditate, prophecy about the soul, the spirit, the breath of life. And he says that Vermata El Haruach Koamar Hashem Elokim Me'aba Ruchot Boi Haruach Ufechi Baharugim O'Ela V'Yichyu. So he says that he brought these people back to life. And I had these prophecies like I was commanded. And life came back to these people. And they stood up on their feet. They became like soldiers in the army of God. So here, you're hearing this resurrection going on. V'nasati ruchi b'chem. I'm going to set you upon the land. And you will know that the God is not a Babylonian God, not a Zoroastrian God, but the Jewish God, Yudke Vavke. And so be it. So it happened. And I did the will of God. Wait a minute. Of Torah man. What are you telling me this story? What's this got to do with anything? I'll explain. Some of the commentaries believe that the time of Mashiach, the messianic time, is going to be during Pesach. And just like the burst of freedom we got from Egypt into the land of Israel, so too we believe that when the Mashiach comes, some people believe it'll happen during the holiday of Pesach. There you go. And I hope you enjoy the Haftarah. Chag Sameach.